It seems like every day there's a new data breach. Makes you wonder how safe any of us really are online.
Yeah, definitely.
Are our everyday browsers really enough to protect us? I mean, you brought this article from WebPro News. It's from today, actually, September 27th, about enterprise browsers.
Right.
And it seems like that's the big question here, right?
Exactly.
What are these specialized browsers? How are they changing online security? And what does it mean for regular people like us?
This whole different ballgame.
So this WebPro News article, it doesn't sugarcoat things. It paints a pretty grim picture of the current cybersecurity landscape.
No, it doesn't. And one thing people don't always grasp is how advanced cyber threats have become.
Well,
we're not talking about some kid in their parents' basement anymore. This is organized.
Oh, absolutely.
These are sophisticated operations, often with a lot of money and resources behind them.
It's like a digital arms race. The article mentions data breaches, malware, phishing attacks.
Exactly.
So then they bring up this idea of enterprise browsers. Can you explain what those are? I mean, most people would probably have no idea.
Sure. So think about the browsers we use every day, right? They're designed for everyone, the general public. Speed, ease of use, that's what they focus on. They need to look good.
Right.
Enterprise browsers are different. They have one main purpose, security. Protecting important information, even if it means sacrificing some user friendliness.
So less about fancy features and more about hardcore security.
Exactly. And the article goes into some of the key things that make them different, like customization and control. Imagine a company being able to instantly block, like, social media on every employee's computer.
Wow. That's a lot of control. I mean, I can see how it'd be good for security, but isn't there a downside to that much restriction?
That's the question, right?
Yeah.
There's no doubt those features are powerful. They can really prevent data leaks and stuff, but it also makes you think about privacy for employees. What about their freedom to do their work the way they want?
It's that constant struggle, right? Security versus freedom. We want to protect our stuff, but how much are we willing to give up?
Exactly. And that's something to remember as we go deeper into this.
It's interesting. You mentioned blocking social media. The article also talks about a whole range of management tools built into these enterprise browsers. It sounds like IT departments would have an almost unbelievable level of control over what employees can and can't do online.
Yeah, that's right.
Almost like a centralized command center for internet activity.
That's a great way to put it. The article specifically mentions the ability to push software updates, enforce security policies across the entire organization, and even monitor usage patterns, all from a central dashboard.
Wow.
For large organizations with thousands of employees, this kind of centralized control can be a game changer in terms of both security and efficiency.
It makes sense. In a way, it's almost like taking a proactive approach to security rather than just reacting after a breach has already occurred. But let's dive into some of the more technical aspects. The article mentions real-time threat detection and sandboxing as key security features. Can you break those down for us a bit? What exactly do they mean, and how do they actually work?
Sure. Imagine a browser that's constantly on high alert, scanning every website you visit and every file you download for potential threats. That's essentially what real-time threat detection does.
Okay.
It's like having an invisible security guard scrutinizing every link before you even click on it.
Okay, so it's all about proactively identifying and stopping threats before they can even reach your device. That makes sense. But what about sandboxing? The article describes it as a way of isolating risky content, but I'm not sure I fully grasp the concept.
Think of sandboxing as a virtual safety box within your computer. If you download a suspicious file or visit a potentially malicious website, the browser essentially opens it up inside this isolated environment.
Okay.
That way, even if the file or website contains harmful code, it can't actually infect your main system or access your sensitive data.
So it's like a safety net that prevents any real damage from occurring, even if you accidentally stumble upon something malicious.
Exactly. It's a crucial layer of protection, especially for organizations that handle sensitive data, like financial records or personal information.
All of this sounds incredibly promising from a security standpoint. But I imagine there must be some downsides to using these specialized browsers, too. The article mentions challenges, but doesn't go into a great deal of detail. What are some of the potential drawbacks we need to consider?
That's an excellent point. While the security benefits are clear, implementing enterprise browsers is not without its hurdles. One of the biggest challenges is simply the technical aspect. It's not just a matter of installing a new browser on everyone's computers.
Right.
These systems often need to be integrated with existing IT infrastructure, which can be complex and time-consuming, especially for larger organizations with legacy systems.
So there's a significant investment involved, both in terms of time and resources. It's not a simple switch flip. It's a whole migration process. And what about the impact on employees? It sounds like there could be a learning curve involved in getting used to a new browser, especially one with more restrictions.
Absolutely. As the article points out, user resistance is a very real concern.
Yeah.
People are creatures of habit, and even small changes to their digital workflows can be disruptive.
Yeah.
Imagine being used to a certain browser for years with all your bookmarks and extensions, and then suddenly you're required to switch to a completely different system. It's bound to cause some friction.
It's understandable, especially if they feel like their online activity is being closely monitored. Speaking of which, I want to circle back to the control aspect we discussed earlier. While these management tools sound incredibly powerful, they also raise some interesting questions about the balance between security and user freedom. Where do we draw the line?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's one that each organization has to grapple with individually.
Right.
On the one hand, there's a legitimate need to protect sensitive data and ensure that employees are using company devices appropriately. But on the other hand, we have to be mindful of employee privacy and avoid creating a culture of distrust or micromanagement.
Yeah, it's a tough one. And this tension, this back and forth between security and freedom, it feels like it's only going to get more intense as technology keeps advancing.
Right.
The article talks about that a bit towards the end, you know, the future of secure browsing.
Yeah.
AI, machine learning. It's like we're on the verge of something totally new.
Definitely. The article makes a strong case that those technologies could completely change online security as we know it.
Yeah.
Imagine a browser that can not only spot existing threats, but it learns from attacks that already happened, even how people use it, to try and stop breaches before they even happen.
Wow. That's amazing. It's like the browser is constantly evolving, getting smarter, almost like it can think for itself.
Yeah.
But that also brings up some interesting questions, right? I mean, if a browser is deciding what's safe and what's not, how much do we actually know about how it's making those decisions?
That's really important. As this technology gets more and more advanced,
yeah,
being transparent is more crucial than ever.
Right.
Users need to know how these systems work, what information they're gathering, and how that information is being used to shape their experience online.
So it always comes back to that balance, doesn't it? Security without transparency can be a little unnerving, even if it's supposed to be for our benefit.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into these enterprise browsers, what's the one big takeaway you want our listener to remember?
I think the biggest takeaway is that online security is complicated and always changing. There's no magic solution, and what works now might be obsolete tomorrow.
Right.
Enterprise browsers offer some really powerful tools and technologies, but they also have their own issues and things to consider.
It seems like the most important question isn't about the tech itself, but how we use it. What trade-offs are we okay with making, both personally and as a society? It's a lot to think about, and this WebPro News article really gave us a lot to consider. To everyone listening, we hope this deep dive has helped you understand the changing world online security and the choices we all face in navigating the digital world. Until next time, stay curious.